Israeli airstrikes cause tension with Syria. Money's running critically short with Syrian refugee programs, and an apprenticeship program answers Congo's sorrow. Find out why when you listen on today's edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israeli airstrikes over the last few days have created even more unrest in the Middle East. Israel claims the strikes were intended to prevent weapons from reaching Hezbollah and not targeting the Assad government. Vice President of E3 Partners and Middle East expert Tom Doyle is in Israel.
We've been hearing Israeli fighter planes in the air all day today. Everywhere we go, we're in the biblical city of Hebron, and we could hear them flying overhead. So they are definitely prepared for something here in Israel.
Doyle says this renewed violence has everyone on edge.
They're seeing among Jewish people more openness to the gospel. Part of that is just attached to the desperation of the situation. They are surrounded by hostile nations. Israel is thinking there's a war, preparing for it.
The International Day of Prayer and Fasting for Syria is this Saturday. Link to it at missionnetworknews.org. Next, food rationing and cutbacks are realities for Syria's refugees if something doesn't change soon. Millions in aid pledged haven't come in. At the rate the United Nations is going, they'll run out of funds in July. But Global Aid Network has been coming alongside the refugees with emergency supplies, food, shelter, and the hope of Christ. GAIN's Compassionate Care Unit uses a whole approach including emotional, spiritual, and physical care. Read Lilla's story at our website. This is Mission Network News. The United Nations estimates that Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of Congo, has 30,000 street kids. The reasons for the numbers? War, poverty, superstition. Really, the list is endless. Every Child Ministries couldn't stand by and do nothing. ECM's Lorella Rouster says they started with just helping, but branched into an apprenticeship program.
It allows the children a way to eventually escape from the streets, because if they don't receive some kind of vocational training, they'll end up as gangsters or prostitutes.
The gospel is interwoven with the program. Their success? Priceless.
One of the teenage boys had enough influence with the master, and his life showed Christ enough that that master became interested in becoming a Christian, and he actually led him to Christ.
ECM brings love and dignity to these young lives. Want to help? Go to our website. Meanwhile, school's out for the summer. At least for some. That means sleeping in and summer camps for most kids. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
Summer camp season is a very, very important time for reaching children with the gospel.
SGA supports evangelical churches in Russia and neighboring countries. These churches hold summer camps that teach kids about Jesus.
They're basically held from June through the end of August, and it's just a tremendous time to ministry for these churches.
In countries like Russia and Ukraine, churches can hold these summer camps without a problem.
But in other places, such as these Central Asian nations that are largely Muslim-dominated, these camps have to be held secretly and discreetly.
And yet hundreds of Central Asian kids are still learning about Christ.
Please continue to pray with us about that.
Pray the gospel goes forward safely this summer. If you can help send resources to these camps, just go to our website. And sometimes you need a different way of looking at things to understand them better. There's a New Tribes missionary team working with the Mwininka of Mozambique. Bible lessons, church planning, and literacy are part of their work, but people lost interest in the literacy classes until they were shown scripture in other languages. It made no sense until they saw verses from the Mwininka translation. They understood that God wants to communicate with them in their own language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your best gift. It features some brand new music.
Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Oh, sing hallelujah.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.